The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Face Off Season 2. You're listening to It Came From the Radio on WGBB.
Hello and welcome once again to It Came From the Radio. This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking. With me in the studio, I have our senior correspondent, Charlie Saladino.
How's everybody doing?
And I have the wandering correspondent, Hassan Galvin, on the phone. Is that your name, right?
Traveling correspondent.
Wandering, traveling. You're not
traveling.
Here.
Traveling.
You're not here.
Traveling is a purpose. Wandering is nothing.
Wandering is walking around aimlessly.
Yes, traveling is going someplace.
So having a purpose in life.
All right, so where are you traveling to then, Hassan?
Today I am traveling to Mordor.
Oh. Okay.
It's not really where I want to go, but it's a detour, so I got to put up with it.
Hope you have a flashlight.
Yes. It's built into my phone that I'm using right now to call it.
So if anyone is having trouble listening to us on the air,
tough.
You can go online to www.am1240wgbb.com and listen to us on the live audio streaming. Also, on
I like
the
dead audio streaming personally.
WGBB website, you can see us live on the in-studio web camera, unless you have that super technology stuff and you're seeing Hassan and his travels in the darkness
yes.
to Mordor.
Yes, I'm trying to catch one of the eagles. It's not working out for me right now.
So let's just take it away with the news. The news is brought to you in part by the Big Apple Con, of which we are the official radio show of. Their convention is coming up. We're getting closer and closer. It's March 7th, which is the 20th anniversary of the Big Apple Con. The headliners Jake the Snake Roberts, who'll be there in the afternoon only, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Steve Cardenas, a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, who we interviewed on the show, thanks to Charlie Saladino.
Yes.
And, of course, none other than Jason David Frank, who is the original Green Power Ranger and an incredibly popular guy in his own right. And on the website, we're going to be there. We're on the website as the It Came From Real. We're going to be there at the New York Comic Con.
Is there no end to our popularity?
So we are on there. So if you go on to the website, www.nycbm.com. And you can see a picture of me and the show, and we can come. We're going to be there also. So, yay.
Right. Hey, Hassan, you get the feeling we're chopped liver or what?
See, this is because the picture that you and I took at the WinterCon was right. Blurry. So I wanted to have a non-blurry picture to put up. So when we take the picture.
Uh-huh. It's the old blurry picture roost.
Yes. Well, we can't have
I could just
see
him light a match on the other side of the thing. And and bringing it to the guy, we can't use this.
So we are
excellent.
On there, so yes,
hooray. I am so looking forward to that. We love our people there.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So speaking of Power Rangers,
how did he do it?
Actor Ricardo Medina Jr., best known for his role as Cole Evans on Power Rangers Wild Force, was arrested last week Saturday.
Oh, I'm so glad you got this.
After
I saw this.
After a fight between himself and a roommate, Joshua Shutter, police said that Ricardo tried to hide inside his bedroom with his girlfriend, but Shutter forced his way into the door, and then Medina stabbed him with a sword.
A samurai sword.
A samurai sword.
Was it a Power Ranger samurai sword?
It's Morphin time! Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's probably the greatest time edit that I've ever heard in my life. I'm sorry.
He did stab him with a sword, and unfortunately, the guy died. He killed him with the sword.
Well, you do that. You stick a guy in the gut with a sword, 10 to 1, he's
going
to buy the farm.
They tend to die.
So the actor called the police, and he was taken on bail. But then it turns out, as updated news my following. Turns out that there would be no charges at all for the Power Ranger, Ricardo Medina. It's self-defense, and he's released from jail, and it's not they haven't ruled out an investigation, but they're saying it's pretty much self-defense, and that's what happens.
And I must say,
but
about
is he still on the show, or he's not on the show anymore?
He was on Wild Forge, which was a couple of years ago, and then he came back 2 years ago as a villain called Decker on Power Ranger Samurai. So he's once a Power Ranger, always a Power Ranger. You know, that's kind of what.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to be invited back to many reunions after having to guy to death with a sword.
Well, at least without the sword.
It was self-defense.
I understand it's self-defense, but people are a little prickly about that. Like when people murder. And they're on a kid show.
Yeah.
You don't usually have people who killed other people on kid shows.
It's usually not. That's usually.
But I must say this about that. It was very intelligent of him to call the police after that happened.
Correct.
Because as you see in all these movies, the worst thing that they do is, what are we going to do? Let's call the police. No, let's hide the body. You know, they'll never find the body. Very small move. Call the police.
Yes.
Especially when you know you didn't do anything. Like, you know it was it was self-defense. And what do you have to hide?
Well, and you know what? Legally, what's all in his defense, he went away from the confrontation and locked himself away.
That's right. He
did
not escalate.
So that is a big plus in the legal world.
Right.
But,
he had a witness.
Yeah.
You got to have a witness. So, have a witness.
So, you know, sad that the guy died, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're not making light of
it's
that.
It's good that it's like, it was self-defense and he managed to get
I mean,
away
the
with
guy did
it's
not
sad
have
that the
to
other...
break the door and go in after
right,
him.
Right, right.
No, it's sad that the other guy felt compelled to be rageful enough to try to chase a guy trying to get away and then ended up getting himself killed.
Correct.
That's what's sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
So moving along... to help celebrate Superman's 77th birthday, this week's issue of Superman number 38,
A Marathon of Man of Steel,
gives him a new costume, a new power called the Super Flare, and a new weakness. So it seems that whenever Superman uses his new power of exploding like a solar flare, he loses all of his powers and becomes human for 24 hours. This, of course, leads him to burn off his costume, giving him the opportunity to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So now Superman is more super, and then at the same time, less super because they want to give him
Isn't that
flaw.
Exciting, fans? I think that... Thank you, one of our excited fans.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so he uses the sun power, right? He's
right.
Sunburst, right?
Yes, yes.
And then it's like a weapon of mass destruction. He takes out everybody in the area.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Kaboom.
Yep.
And then he gets his day off, right?
he gets
he's killed by the pool. So, like, how is that a weakness, you know?
He gets his day off.
There you go.
Well, took care of that.
Time
to take a nap.
And since everything is so bright, I'm going to hang out by the pool. Since I, blotted out the sun and everything like that.
Execs say...
voice coming up.
Yeah,
I love
here
this.
We go. Here we go.
The Super Flare is definitely the most destructive power Superman has. And he's not exactly excited about it because it's so dangerous and there are so many consequences. Mm-hmm. So they're concerned that...
Please keep reading this book.
They're trying to make
we
him
swear
more,
there's consequences. We
they're
swear
trying to make
there's...
him more appealing to the masses is what it is.
Right. Yeah, Superman. 70 years of Superman.
Yes.
And he needs to be more appealing now.
If he's
not appealing to us 70 years later, then we would not know who Superman was.
Right.
So there's no need for it.
And
he needs more flair. He only has the minimum flair. He needs more flair. Thank you, Hassan. Oh, I knew you'd get that.
All right, so finally, on the news, we actually have a large show, and we have a lot of interviews to get to, which I actually timed out, so I know we have to...
Oh, beautiful.
We have to, yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're telling us to stop mucking around.
from the We Just Talked About This Department, 37-year-old Henry Damon of Venezuela thanks to tattoo artist and body modification medical school dropout Emilio Gonzalez, has had ridges implanted in his forehead, his eyeballs tattooed black, and had part of his nose chopped off, and received red and black facial tattoos, all in order to look like his character, the Red Skull. Remember, we were just talking about that last week?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I was thinking about a tattoo, thank you, on my arm, let alone on my eyeball.
On your eyeballs, yes. Emilio.
Oh, by the way, that's how he sounded, that scream, when he was getting that tattoo on his eyeball.
Excuse me for cutting in for a second, but this is the department of things we just talked about, right?
Yeah, last week. We mentioned this last week, yes.
I think I saw this also in the department of people who are extremely dumb and we probably shouldn't talk about. So there's like a little conflict of interest right there. But okay. I visit the other department a lot. So
the medical, the tattoo artist and body modification medical high school dropout, that's his title, says Henry, which is the guy who actually went under procedure, a.k.a. the Red Skull, is a physically and intellectually healthy person. He's an excellent son, husband, and father who has an extreme taste for body modification. Most of my customers know that modification is the last step of body art. Everyone knows very well what they want, and as well as Henry, many of them are waiting for me for many years to make their dreams a reality.
Uh-huh. I can't wait till he's a grandfather.
So
many people, in other words,
Grandpa Skull.
In other words, many people are waiting for me to cut their faces off for them to make their lives better.
Well, yeah, get some implants and chop their.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. You know, come on. You know, when someone comes to you with something like this, you have an ethical and moral responsibility to say, no, I'm not going to cut your face off. I'm not going to cut your nose off. I'm not going to be part of this. I can't stop you from tattooing yourself to make yourself look like the Red Skull for God knows why in this day and age, but I'm not going to help you do it. So the guy's a crackpot.
The guy who did the procedure?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So the ex-medical student or the disgraced medical student or whatever his title is.
Isn't there certain places you are not allowed to get a tattoo on your head?
I don't know.
No, you're not allowed to get your nose cut off. That should have stopped everybody right there. The whole thing should have stopped right at that point. I'd like to cut my nose off. I've seen the picture of the guy.
Yeah, it's on our Facebook page.
Lends a whole new meaning to cutting off your nose to spite your face.
I was wondering who was going to say that.
That would have been me.
Well done, Charlie.
I was like, if no one's going to say it, maybe I should say it.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something, guys. It was like, you had like three times to say it. Nobody was going for it. I figured I'd do it.
All right. So what we're going to do, because we have a lot of interviews from the con, we're going to go straight into we're no commercial today. So this week, we're going to be talking. Actually, our senior correspondent, Charlie Saladino, is going to be talking about his experience at the New York Horror Con.
Yes, I will.
So whenever you're ready for an interview, just point to me and I will give a little description and we'll play it.
Oh, sure.
So tell us all about the time. So special thanks to Elsie Ginsburg. Yes, Elsie Ginsburg, right?
Yes.
So tell us all about it. How was it? And when was it? And how did it happen?
Well,
what'd you do?
It was an amazing experience, the New York Horror Show. As you're going to hear from the interviews, it was a fun horror show. It reminded me of the old-time sci-fi conventions where everything was in one room. They tried to separate the talent from the big room, and then just decided at like midway point that they were going to take all the talent, you know, uproot them, and we're moving to the big room. And from that point on, it was like the old-time conventions. Everybody was in the same room. Everybody was accessible. People were walking around to the to talent, talking to them. Talent was more, you know, they were just wonderful and just willing to talk to anybody about any subject. And luckily, it was the subject that... you know.
That we're into?
Yeah.
Good thing we weren't talking about baseball or something.
Right. They weren't talking about the upcoming Super Bowl and stuff like that. They were talking about, you know, the talents part in the movies they were in. So it was the people who were there with the tables and with the comic books and some most inventive people in the world. And there was one guy who just blew me away, Jim Dwyer. His story was just so interesting. And we have it on interview.
Right. So let's see. We have the Vinegar Syndrome is the first one up that we have.
What do we have?
Vinegar Syndrome?
Yes. Yes.
So who are they?
Who is what?
the syndrome. The syndrome guys.
They were from, the movie things. Let me see that because
there you go.
It's been 2 weeks.
Right there. The top one, number 20.
Yeah. Vinegar Syndrome is a company where you can get any type of, as they told me, C, D, Y movies, B movies, but really, really exploitation movies like, you know, the old horror exploitation movies, really the bad stuff that you love to watch. And they have a huge catalog on it. And you'll hear it in the interview. It's very interesting.
All right, so let's play this. This is from the
This is Charles Saladino from It Came From The Radio, WGBB, and I'm here with...
Brandon Upson.
James Neurath.
And I'm with them, and they have a pretty unique product here at the horror show, and I'm going to let them tell you all about Let them tell you all about it. Sorry, rented lips. Here we go.
So our company is called Vinegar Syndrome, and if you want to go to the website, it's www.vinegarsyndrome.com. And what we're all about, we collect exploitation, horror, blaxploitation, sexploitation, slasher, schlocky horror, you know, any kind of B-forgotten C-movies out there. And we have our own film archive based in Connecticut, and we actually do our own in-house restoration, and we just put it out on Blu-ray and home video. And we're also launching vinegarsyndrome.tv. If you go to that website, it'll link you to our Indiegogo. You can check it out to do our streaming site, which we're hoping to launch in 2015.
And tell me about your favorite movie again.
All right, my favorite movie, I'm going to definitely plug this movie called Raw Force, which is a kung fu cannibal zombie movie where this karate group from the Burbank Karate Club, they go on a tour of these islands in the Philippines. They end up on this island called Warriors Island, where these monks are eating women to help raise the dead.
Eating virgins. Only virgins.
To raise the dead.
Wow.
And the dead come back and have karate moves and try to fight everyone.
Wow, they would have starved if they were in New York.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But anyway, get a boonch. All right, so... And that sounds unbelievable. Yeah. Sounds like everything you want in one film.
Oh, exactly.
What about your favorite one?
My favorite film would be Prisoner of Paradise, but we can't talk about that one. Let's talk about Christmas Evil. Is a great film where Santa Claus takes his handmade tools that he makes in his workshop and heads out and takes out all the kids and the people that aren't on the good list. And I enjoy that film a lot. It's very dark, very creepy. It makes you feel very uneasy. I love that film, and hope you enjoy it too.
So now, people can order these films online, obviously.
Yes, they can.
And what are the price range of these films?
We're actually for what other companies do and are out there, we're actually on the low side. They could go directly to our website at vinegarsyndrome.com, but we also have, you could go on amazon.com and buy our stock there. It's usually the Blu-rays are $20 or less, and the DVDs are around 15 or 10, so it's not too bad. But
and I could tell you, looking at the table and looking at all the films, if you can't find something you like on this thing, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks a lot, guys.
Right.
And like I said, I wish you guys a lot of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Charlie Saladino came from the radio WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island. So I cannot tell you... the titles that were on. I mean, just him explaining that. He did that before the interview. I said, yeah, what's your favorite? And he saw, and when he explained that to me, I said, oh, we got to get this on the interview because I can't believe. And what I can't believe more than anything is somebody made a movie about that.
Somebody
actually got that movie produced. And that's what you see when you look at these titles, that I would love to spend a week with all these titles and just look at them and just, you know, like do a you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000 just on these movies alone. It was amazing. And go on the website and you'll find something you like. Like I said, you'll find, I know Herman would find something in a minute.
So it's going to be, so they will probably be the ones that's going to have our movie, which is the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Monkey Killer.
Oh, they will definitely.
They're going to have, yes.
Yeah, it's like Field of Dreams. You make it, we'll sell it. You know?
I think you said that if you don't find anything that you like on the table, something wrong with you. I think if you do find something.
Well, I think, you know.
That's what I was going to say.
That, well, yeah, but, you know, we're in the horror. We're in the horror show, New York horror show. So you're not going to get, you know, Einstein walking in there and wanting to see An Affair to Remember on those tables, you know?
Yeah, but that's, there's a big difference between expecting Shakespeare and actually liking, you know, cannibal monkeys and that kind of stuff. But no, I actually think that stuff is cool, so I probably would have found a few things I liked.
Oh, also. My God, and just for the laughing alone, could you imagine taking this home, like, on a Saturday night, having to have a couple of friends over, and, like, just, what the heck is this?
I'm trying to imagine how did that pitch go in the studio.
Yeah, the promos would be, like, you know, especially they go to this island, and they're in Burbank, they go, you know, and then and then they go into karate moves. That was the deal breaker for me.
It was something that you
karate zombies.
It was something you said, Hassan, many, many years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but you were commenting about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that all of a sudden whenever anybody turned into a vampire they learned kung fu moves.
Oh yeah. That's because come on, what good is being a vampire if you don't suddenly know kung fu? I mean, and you can't go out in the daytime anymore. You can't eat ham sandwich anymore. So, I mean, at least you know how to throw in a Bruce Lee ninja kick, you know?
Right.
That's got to be the upside, right?
Yes, I say 100% upside.
Yeah.
So the next one you have...
What was that movie company, Something Weird, movie company? They used to have all these weird
Troma
movies. Do you remember that, Hassan?
You're saying his trauma?
It was like something weird. And that's what the movie company went up to, went by. And it just, they would take, like, the awful Dr. Orloff. And
you mean like Weird Tales?
What?
Like Weird Tales?
Well, it was called Something Weird.
Oh, it was actually something.
Something Weird. That was the company that would distribute them. And but this is way beyond Something Weird.
This is something.
I remember
weird.
Trauma.
This is something insane.
Those Trauma movies where they used to just make they used to purposely make bad movies. And
yes.
That was the company Trauma with Toxic Avenger and a whole bunch of other ones.
And of
that,
course,
you know,
right
now there's the Asylum films, which they make.
Yes.
Sharknado.
Right.
And
yeah.
Sharknado
yes. Yeah. Thank God for them.
But anyway, it was really amazing what their product was. So definitely go on that website and, you know, pick out something just for a goof one Saturday night. Get
right.
your friends together, you know.
What
and,
friends?
And do, well, you know, whatever.
Get some friends first.
Yeah, just
then,
go on the street and pick people off the street and say, hey, you want to see a movie? You
know, I got to stop traveling in order to
we're taking we're having a survey. Come up and watch this movie.
So what's next? You got the Insane Tales from the Dead Guys is the one that's coming
yeah.
next.
This is Doug Randazzo and John Schumacher, and we are going to have them as guests.
Okay.
Yeah, right, on the show. They have this comic book, you know, where we push people with comic books. They have this great stuff, and the animations are not the animations. What am I saying?
Artwork.
Illustrations
right.
are amazing, and the book, it's, you know, and they're so compassionate about it. You'll hear it anyway. That's the next interview.
This is Charlie Saladino. Came from the radio WGBB Long Island. I'm here at the New York Horror Show, and I'm with the gentleman from Insane Tales from the Dead. This looks like a great publication. These guys can't wait to talk to you about getting it out. So I'll leave it to them. Gentlemen, tell me what you're all about.
All right, we're Insane Tales from the Dead, a horror comic anthology all about retro horror from the 70s. And just trying to bring back a nostalgic horror comic feel, creepy, eerie,
juvenile
horror comics at their best, you know, and just trying to bring it back, and we love it. You know?
And who's trying to bring it back? I need names.
I'm Doug Randazzo.
And I'm John Schumacher. We're both Long Island natives, and it's a labor of love. It's something we all grew up with, and we're trying to keep that kind of memorabilia and that kind of feeling alive in this day and age.
Writers, artists, I got a buddy of mine, a writer right next to me, Chris Laskowski, who contributed to the book.
And we
got a lot of new stuff going on too, so it's going to be real interesting.
And we had some others from Italy, Silvano Calvari,
a lot of great artists working with us, Chuck Bowman, Silvano Caligari, Mark A. Allen, Mortis Art, the list goes on, Len Desiderio, and we're constantly bringing new artists in to help us out with this whole thing, and it's coming out great.
Listen to how smart I come off now. It's very 70-ish. Is that what you were going for?
Yeah, I grew up in the 70s, so I just remember going into the bookstore and finding those old eerie publications and just, you know, cringing and just trying to sneak them in so my parents wouldn't see them. And ever since I was a kid, I just wanted to do it myself, you know, offend as many people as possible without actually offending anyone.
Yeah, I grew up in the 80s. I remember we had to used to try to crack open an old cupboard to find some of these
or even
old,
the old magazines, the old underground publications, you know.
Yeah. This stuff looks great. I mean, you guys have to see it from my end up here. It looks really, really outrageous. And we will have these gentlemen on the show, and we will talk further about it. If somebody wants to, other than being at the show now, and wants to buy some of your publications, how does that happen?
That would be www.insanetalesfromthedead.com. You could order books, prints, anything you want. You could also check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/insanetalesfromthedead. And check out all things. Come around after midnight. There's always something going on after midnight on the Facebook page, The Witching Hour.
Just remember, it's 12. It's The Witching Hour.
Yep.
Beautiful. Guys, thank you so much for your time. And we'll definitely see you guys again. And this is Charlie Saladino from You Came From The Radio, WGBB. See you next time.
Yes, so those guys are going to be on our show on the 22nd of March.
Yeah, 22nd of March. I knew I read that somewhere. But great guys. And it's I can't wait till they get down here so you could see this.
So I didn't know that this is new stuff. I thought they were like bringing like reprints of also. This is brand
new
stuff.
No, this is brand new.
With the flavor of
brand new
then.
Retro. I mean,
yeah.
Brand new old stuff. But it's their
is their stuff.
Rendition of it. And it's so noisy over there, and the guy actually said, I don't know whether it was Doug or John, said, yeah, we're in the genre, in the 70s genre, and I didn't hear that. And all of a sudden I said, well, I'm going to sound intelligent now. This looks like it's from the 70s, you know. And little did I know intelligent I sound. You know, but I don't care.
I think you sounded perfect, Charlie. Don't worry.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
I think that's a good niche because off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody doing that type of thing, bringing the old school back with that same flavor.
Right. But the most amazing part about this is while I was looking at it,
right.
I thought of, what was that? Grindhouse.
Right, right.
Grindhouse, only they did it with the movies, Robert and Insane Man.
Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez.
And I'm thinking this is going to be the same flavor only in a publication.
Right. So I'm thinking of what was that movie? Annabelle. I actually thought that was a pretty good throwback to a felt like an old right. movie brought back to nowadays.
The scary part about Annabelle is the doll does exist. That's the scary part about Annabelle.
Who would buy that doll?
The first one it was a good movie, but not as terrifying as it could be. I heard they're making a second one.
Yes.
That's,
yeah.
You know.
They're going to punch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Moving along, we have the next one is the Women of Armageddon.
Oh, my God.
I know you love the women, Charlie.
Not only the women. They also have Men of Armageddon.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what they're coming up. But this just got off the ground, and I think it's a brilliant idea. And Michael Zinn, who is in charge of this whole ball of wax, who created this, and he's also the photographer, very good photographer, We had a chat, and believe me, he was. It was great talking to these people. I talked to him. I talked to the models. There was Mandy MK Commando. Love that name. And and there was Christina Amato, and then of course Shelley Scarlett, and these ladies. You can see them. On our Facebook page in my album, and along with Michael Zinn, but of course you won't be looking at Michael.
what about for our female listeners, of which we have some?
Right, and there will be, and Michael will tell us that because we're trying to get him on the show.
Yes,
but Michael will tell us that, and they do have. I saw some of the pictures of the Men of Armageddon, and. You know, I'm telling you, it's a 50-50 thing. He has something for both genres or genders or whatever.
It's something
rented lips, whatever. It has something for boys and girls.
Right.
Okay, boys and girls. Wow, rented lips.
This is Charles Saladino from It Came From the Radio, WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island. I'm here with Michael and Mandy, and I'm at the booth Women of Armageddon, which looks pretty hot and wild. So I'm going to let Michael and Mandy tell you all about it right now. Guys, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. My name is Michael Zinn. I'm the creator of a concept called Women of Armageddon. It started in 2012 when the world was supposed to end. And it's basically a mashup of Mad Max meets Victoria's Secret. It's a calendar, you know, of what the girly calendar would look like after the world ends. So we're here. We've got a couple of the girls coming down. I've got Mandy with me right now.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And we've got Shelley Scarlett coming down and Christina Amato and Melissa Ann just signing calendars and representing the Women of Armageddon.
Excellent. Now, if somebody wants to buy these amazing calendars and these posters, how do they get in touch with you?
You can check us out online at womenofarmageddon.com. And for the ladies, I've also got menofarmageddon.com, which is the men survivors of Armageddon. But yeah, online is probably the best place.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Mandy, how long have you been doing this?
Probably about a year now. I've attended some conventions with him. It's a lot of fun. Represents women as strong figures, which I like. And it's like playing dress up for Halloween every time we go out.
Excellent. So now there's more girls that you work with on these calendars.
Sure, yeah. The girls are mostly Long Island and New York talent. And a lot of the girls, you know, they have their own kind of thing going. I try to choose independent women who, you know, have their own either modeling or acting or musician or politician. They're very strong women. So yeah, they're all from Long Island and mostly friends. A couple of models.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much, and you will be seeing pictures of this on our Facebook page. But anyway, guys, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Charles Saladino, WGBB. It Came From the Radio. Signing off.
All right. I have to ask.
Go ahead.
Who is cackling in the background?
Yeah, Nick,
you would not believe this.
Kennel.
They had... And I have to really get this straight before I got to get
the information.
They had Circus Rejects there. It's a company. Circuits Rejects is a company of really horror looking clowns and you'll see them on a Facebook page.
Right.
And one of the gentlemen had a puppet clown, but it was real one, and it looked like a small child on his shoulder.
Right.
You saw that. Well, he had this laughing thing in him, and he was going around to the tables. Now, here I am doing the interview, and he comes right over my shoulder, which I thought was hysterical, but it was so, in the middle of this interview, it was so, rude. And in fairness, I don't think he actually knew I was doing an interview. And I saw him later on, and he was like, oh, wow, really sorry, you know. But they actually, if you see the pictures, I put a little pun on them, booked them for your children's party. And then I said, no, I'm serious. You can book them. And you can. And that was what that laughing was.
Okay.
And I must say that I did this interview early in the day, and later Christina Amato came down and Shelley Scarlett came down, so I didn't get a chance to interview them, but everybody has seen the pictures, and hopefully
they will all come down to the studio.
They're all, into coming down to the studio, and wonderful people, beautiful models, and something that'll, I believe, really take off, because he is actually...
And it's a new calendar every year, right? It's not the same 2012 calendar.
And he's actually doing Men of Armageddon, too. So,
okay.
You know, so which was really good.
So now we have the Custom Fangs is the next one.
Custom Fangs. They were insane. You could see the wonderful work they did. Most everybody in that place who had fangs, they had them made by them. And Shelley Scarlett had a nice pair of fangs. You could see them in the picture.
Nice pair of fangs.
But, yeah, nice pair of fangs. good old Shelley and her fangs. But, Shelley is beautiful.
You don't hear every day.
And she had these, real, real nice fangs. But anyway, moving right along. You'll see the pictures. And they did it right on the spot. Smart? Right on the spot, and it was like, oh, you know,
a glass of water.
yeah, and it was like when I went to get my tooth cap,
right?
You know, they did the molding, and then before you know it, most of the people I took pictures of that you see with fangs,
that's theirs.
So it was insane, and I just thought it was insane, and I just wanted him to promo that because I thought. What a great idea. Because the fangs you buy in those packages...
Right, they're not as good.
They're lame.
I gotcha.
But this is custom made. They make the mold right there and bada bing, bada bang.
All right, so let's play that one, the 23.
This is Charlie Saladino from It Came From The Radio, WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island. I'm here at the horror convention, and I'm talking to horror show Jack and Chrissy, his lovely assistant. They, believe it or not, are making custom fangs for everyone here. I need to know about this, so let's get right down to it. Jack, how the hell did this come about?
I got tired of buying fangs from other people and them breaking, and I brought my broken fangs that I fixed with nail glue to my dentist. He's like, this is dental acrylic. You could start your own business. So I'm like, yeah. So now, 15 years later, apparently I'm one of the best in the business. That's what people are telling me. I don't know. I mean, I was a guy with a hobby that turned into a career.
Well, it's from what I see, you definitely are the best in the business. I can't believe that you got that idea, and it's going crazy, which... Everybody who buys fangs has that same problem. So that was brilliant thinking of that. But anyway, so where are you coming out of?
We're coming out of Northern Jersey. I'm based in Clifton, and we go all over the place.
Chrissy has a pair of those fangs on. So does Jack, but Chrissy's more attractive, so we're going to talk to her again. So, Chrissy, you look like so natural with those fangs in. So tell us a little bit about you. Sorry, rented lips. Go.
All right. Well, I've been working with Jack for about a year now. When I'm not doing that, I'm a teacher's aide for children with autism. And when I'm not doing that, the real fun I have is I'm a special effects artist for haunted houses. I currently work for the Forest of Fear in Tuxedo, New York. I've been doing special effects for about 5 years. And it's a lot of fun. It's really the best way to explain it is a lot of fun making people cry from my work because they're so terrified. So it works.
All right. Beautiful. Now, say, do you have, I want you to promo anything you have now. So get it out there. Where can they find this? Where could they get this? Where could they, just give them everything.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook. Please like my page at Horror Show Jack, Fangsmith at Facebook.com. We're going to be doing, we're at New York Horror Show now. We're going to be, there's an event called the Iron Garden in Newark, New Jersey at QXT's on January 30th. It's Friday, I do believe. Then we're going to be at Wicked Fair in February. And then in March, we're going to be at Monster Mania and also all the way out in Ohio for Horror Hound. And my webpage should be up shortly. A friend of mine's redoing it, and that's hsjfangsmith.com.
Beautiful. And Chrissy, where could they find you?
I am currently working on a Facebook page. You can look it up. It's Nightmare FX, Nightmare FX13, if you search that on Facebook. You can see all my work on there. I even have some small knickknacks that I've made on the side. And I'm available for parties, Halloween, weddings, anything your heart desires.
Beautiful. Well, thank you guys for taking time out to do the interview, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, bro.
This is Charles Saladino, came from the radio, WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island.
The thing I love about you, Charlie, is that you have no shame. I'm going to talk to this girl over here because she's...
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
She's way better looking than you are.
That's why you got me doing the thing.
Yes, it's just very true.
That's why we got where we were. But, yeah, I believe in that. That's how we get Mark Hamill interviews. And,
yeah, that's yeah, true.
That's how we get on.
That is our Charlie.
Yeah. Yes. So.
So let's see. Next up, we have Jim Dwyer. You mentioned
him
before.
God. I just love this whole you know, Jim Dwyer thing. His grandfather, he'll tell you about this. The interview is all, he tells a lot into the interview. But I think we should just go to the interview. And because let him tell you what it's about.
All right, so let's...
Very interesting, the most interesting person.
So let's see what Jim has to say.
This is Charlie Saladino. It came from the radio WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island. I'm here with Jim Dwyer. Jim has probably one of the most interesting booths here at the New York Horror Show. I'm going to let Jim tell you about it right now. Jim?
Hi. My grandfather is C.M. Eddy Jr., and he was an author back in the 1920s from Providence, Rhode Island. He was very good friends with H.P. Lovecraft back then in Providence, and he was also a ghostwriter for Houdini. So him and Lovecraft used to pal around together. Lovecraft come over the house a lot, and they would go for walks around the streets of Providence to trade story ideas, and then they would go home and write them, and then meet up later and critique them before they sent them into Weird Tales to have them published. When my grandfather passed away in 1967, we put all his things away, and I started going through things a little while ago, and I rediscovered all his original manuscripts, letters from Lovecraft, letters from Houdini. So I started a small publishing company to put out his works again. So the name of my publishing company is Phenom Publishing. I have a website, www.phenompublishing.com, and I have three books out now. Two of his short story collections. One is about H.P. Lovecraft and my grandparents' words on how they knew Lovecraft, what they used to do together. So, and then I have a Facebook page too. If you go to Facebook and put in Phenom Publishing, I can spell it for you. It's F-E-N-H-A-M Publishing. You can look on my Facebook page.
Jim, is there any place, is there any specific book that would be the best example of your grandfather's work?
The one that I'm partial to is the latest one I put out a couple of years ago. It's called The Love, Dead, and Other Tales. That has 13 short stories in it, and the bulk of those are the ones that he had published in Weird Tales magazine. So that gives a good selection of his works. And his style of writing is kind of reminiscent reminiscent of the old Twilight Zone type of stories and Alfred Hitchcock. And he wrote a lot of horror, suspense, mystery type stories.
Wow, this is certainly interesting. Very interesting if you're into short stories, horror stories, anything like that. These books look great. Definitely go on Jim's website, his Facebook page, look him up, and definitely buy this product. It's amazing. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping. Thank you for talking to me.
And this is Charlie Saladino. Came from the radio. WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island.
Now,
that is amazing.
Is it amazing? H.P. His grandfather, C.M. Eddy Jr., palled around with H.P. Lovecraft.
That's ridiculous.
A ghostwriter for Houdini. So any book that Houdini has out, this gentleman was the writer.
That's really cool.
And hung out with Harry. <It's>
hung out with Harry.
Hanging hung out with Harry. Harry and H.P. You know.
So let's see. So moving along, we have Sue Lee, who actually does the
Sue Lee. She was so nice, so warm, and just love her to death. So, of course, we know Sue Lee from hosting Face Off
season
from
2.
From Sci-Fi Channel, which is one of my favorite shows.
So let's hit that one.
This is Charlie Saladino, came from the radio, WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island. I'm here with Sue Lee from one of my favorite programs from Sci-Fi called Face Off. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Good.
Tell us a little bit about the show for people who live in a closet and don't know.
Face Off is a reality competition show where makeup effects artists from all over the world, and I believe also in Canada now, I'm not sure, but they will come and compete under crazy time constraints and create, and they're asked to create, crazy creatures, monsters, and they get eliminated based on the three judges that will, you know, give you remarks, and the winner at the end, last man standing, gets to win, I guess, a car and $100,000 and a makeup sponsorship. So it's a crazy intense show, and everyone should watch it. It's fun.
Great. Now, you yourself, you're a makeup artist, and was there anyone on the show that was so fantastic that stood out from the crowd for you?
I would say everyone, you know what, it's hard to answer that because anyone who goes through the show, it's almost like boot camp. After you're done with the show, I feel like so many people's careers like just skyrocketed after. It's, you know, it's something that you would just have to watch in the long run. Life's marathon, it's not a sprint. And there's so many people I see with so much potential, and there are people who already had established careers that went on the show and they're still doing well. You know, it's just everyone's in a better place, I would say, after going in the show. It's hard to say.
Yeah, for me, watching the show at home, and I see these people doing incredible things. I can imagine how it is for you being right there when these people walk out and they're live in person. So how does that work out?
One word, anxiety.
Pretty good. Tell us a little bit something about Sue Lee. What's going on with you?
Well, the biggest thing nowadays is that I'm a mom now.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Yes, my best creature monster today. Yeah. He is a little monster. He's crazy. But it's amazing because now I have new eyes and he's just an amazing source of inspiration. And also, I feel like if I can get through motherhood, I can do anything.
But isn't it the best thing that ever happened to you in your life?
Hardest thing, but yes, the most rewarding. Yeah. But now I'm, after taking some time off, like I would say, quote unquote, my maternity leave, I have a script right in front of me that we got to go through, and now it's just back to movies.
Excellent. I bet that little fellow won't be wanting for any Halloween costumes. Mommy's going to do the special effects makeup, isn't she?
Absolutely. He's going to be so spoiled.
So do you have any projects other than being a mommy coming up pretty soon? Or you were talking about a script. Could we hear about that?
I can't say because, of course, I signed an NDA. But it's going to be a feature film, and we're going to have a lot of people working on it. It's going to be fun. It's a lot of effects-heavy stuff.
Okay, good. And when will that be? Can you give us a time?
I can't say. It's still in the works. But we have another shoot that I can say. It's called The Epic of Hershey. It has Julia Roberts' brother in it. It's awesome. He was the bad guy in The Mask. He's awesome. I'm drawing a blank right now. I can't say his name. But it's a crazy underwater shoot. We have Melanie Gatos as who was on it, and now we have another person as a stand-in for the Blue Lady creature, and I'll be doing all the makeup effects for it as well, and that should be released for Cannes Film Festival in the spring. So that's one of my projects coming up that'll be released.
Excellent. Now, if anybody who lives in a closet and doesn't know about this show, Face Off, when can they see it, where, all that good stuff?
Sci-fi, and I believe it's still on Tuesdays, prime time at night. So,
okay, Sue Lee, thank you so much for your time. I know it's crazy, but we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. The pleasure's mine. Thanks.
Thank you. This is Charlie Saladino from It Came From The Radio, WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island.
So you were really pushing her for that information.
Oh, my
she
God.
Was not
I,
giving
she,
you an
she
inch.
Had, and the way she was so excited
right.
when she brought it up that I know it's going to be something spectacular.
Right.
And you know, it was just...
You didn't want her getting arrested for...
Oh, my God. I was
breaking
just,
the non-disclosure agreement.
I was just pushing for it, but... You know, she was...
That's the sign of a true reporter trying to squeeze out that information.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I know we'd have one more interview, but this is actually a pretty long one, so we're going to save that for next week's. It's for Elizabeth Shepherd, so we're going to save that for next week's show.
Okay, Elizabeth Shepherd, let me tell you something.
Yes.
This, you definitely need to hear this interview. She is an amazing woman, classy, she's like royalty, and... she's just such a pleasure to interview. She's so interesting. And the stories, you're going to want to hear this. So next week,
so make
sorry
them,
about
make
that,
them
Elizabeth,
want more.
It's you know, you're going to get prime time here.
So I guess we're going to have final thoughts. So final thought about the HorrorCon. It sounds like you had a great
well,
time.
There,
you did a really
was,
good job,
there
I have
was
to say.
Other people,
a great job you did.
Thank you. There was other people that need to be mentioned, which we will mention them next week with this interview.
Okay.
We'll sort of, you know, set it up. And a lot of lovely people. And my run-in with Eileen Dietz, which she's very, very lovely woman. She, if anybody is aware of The Exorcist, she was that face that keeps popping up from time to time to scare the hell out of you. But funny story about that. And more stories to come about other people who were there. And then, of course, the amazing Elizabeth Shepherd interview.
All right. So, Hassan, final thought?
I think fantastic job, Charlie.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. And these are great interviews. I'm really, really looking forward to hearing more.
So I'm going to say this is going to be like a two-parter. We haven't had one of these ever.
Yes.
This is our first two-parter because you did such a good job, and I wanted to make sure we had enough time for everything included. But good job, Charlie.
And I'm glad because we can get that whole Elizabeth Shepherd.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great.
So that about does it for this week on our special two-part. It came from the radio.
Or a part and a halfer.
Yeah, a part and a halfer. Join us right here and every week on WGBB. If you miss any part of this show, you
Tough.
Can go to our website, www.itcamefromradio.com. You can listen to the archives. We'll be up any week or so. Or you can catch us on iHeartRadio. We're also on iHeartRadio, so you can hear us on there. Don't forget, next week is the second part. We'll have the Elizabeth Shepherd interview, two-part interview, and some more stuff about the HorrorCon. So we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to It Came From The Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
In the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.